Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good. I'm Peter, and this is a podcast of upbeat news, thoughts, stories, and music from all around the world. This podcast is here to give your day a dose of the positive instead of the relentless onslaught of news and information that revolves around the negative. Good things are happening all the time, but it's usually harder to find than the rest of the news. So, this is a brief daily oasis where I'll collect and share some of the good stuff. I certainly understand that it's important to stay aware of the issues of the day, but that can get overwhelming sometimes, and I know that I could sure use some daily reminders of the good that's out there and the great things that are happening all the time, all over the world. So with that said, here's the daily good. Welcome to this episode of the Daily Good Podcast. It is quite a jittery morning here as I record because for whatever reason, I have had an awful lot of coffee. I'm not going to say too much coffee because I don't really believe that those words belong together in a sentence, but I've had a lot of coffee. So if I veer off into incoherence from time to time or talk a little bit quicker than normal, at least you have a rough idea of why. Anyway, our first good news story for today is a nature-related good news story, and this has to do with a particular symbiotic relationship in nature in Africa. There is a theory which is being confirmed that rhinos in Africa are being warned about approaching poachers by a small bird called the red-billed oxpecker. A researcher named Rowan Plotz was working on his doctoral thesis on the black rhinoceros, and as part of his research was noting that the red-billed oxpeckers roost on the backs of black rhinos in order to eat the parasites that infest the rhinos. And he noted that most of the rhinos that he was observing didn't have oxpeckers on their backs. So his hypothesis was simply that the oxpeckers, which make a hissing noise when predators come around, might be being used by the rhinos as sort of an early warning system. Black rhinoceroses famously have poor eyesight. They have a good sense of smell and a great sense of hearing, but lousy eyesight. And as a result, if you're a poacher and you stay downwind, you can actually get quite close. So the idea is that perhaps the rhinos are using the hissing sound from the oxpeckers as a warning system. The researchers aren't sure if the oxpeckers are hissing to warn the rhinos or simply to warn one another about the approaching poachers. But regardless, the effect seems to be the same. And the research has been analyzed mathematically, and it's a 40 to 50% reduction in rhino sightings if they are in fact being accompanied by oxpecker. And so there are a couple of ideas of ways that this could be acted upon. One is to perhaps reduce or eliminate the use of pesticides that are sometimes sprayed directly onto animals to destroy the parasites, which the oxpeckers use for food. And obviously that sends them away to other places. The other idea is to just introduce more oxpeckers into the area where the black rhinos live. One way or the other, I think it's some fascinating research and some hopeful news. And here we are at the good word for this podcast. And today we're going back to an author that I've already called out once in the podcast series, and that is Douglas Adams, without a doubt, one of my favorite authors in the world, one of the great comic writers in the English language, and he's most famous for his series of books in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series, and then probably known best after that for the Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency pair of books that he wrote, which was subsequently turned into a TV series. But the work that he was proudest of himself is a nonfiction book called Last Chance to See. And it is an extraordinary book. Essentially, it chronicles his adventures around the world in 1985, and then again in 1988 and 89, with a researcher named Mark Carwardine. And basically, the conceit of the book is that they travel around the world researching and documenting extremely endangered animals. We're not talking about, you know, endangered species where, oh, you know, there's only a few hundred of them left in this state, or there's only a few hundred of them left over there. We're talking about, no, there's only seven of this bat left on Earth, and they're all right over there in that tree. It's that level of proximity to extinction that they are interested in documenting in this book. And it is so well written. It is so compelling because Douglas Adams is such a great writer. His style is so conversational and relaxed and funny that it compels you to keep reading and compels you to continue turning pages. And on a subject like this, where he grew so passionate about it over the course of time, it really draws you in. So I strongly recommend going out and picking up a copy of the book. I believe it's still in print. Or if you are the sort of person who enjoys audiobooks, you can actually find recordings of Douglas Adams reading Last Chance to See himself. And he has an excellent, excellent voice. Very deep, very rich, very resonant, and very British. So if you're looking for a great read that is both funny and inspiring, I'm recommending Douglas Adams's Last Chance to See. And here we go with our second good news item for the podcast today. And I'm realizing that there is a definite nature theme running through the podcast today, starting with that first news item about the rhinos, and then the book recommendation with Last Chance to See. And now we find ourselves with a news item from Australia about some offshore tour groups that are finding themselves without any tourists to tour due to the coronavirus situation. And so there are five reef tourism companies on the northeastern part of Australia who are actually partnering with scientists and researchers to actually go out and actively help to rebuild coral reefs. And I'm actually gonna name check these tourism companies. They're located in Cairns and Port Douglas, and they are called Wavelength, Ocean Freedom, Sail Away, Quicksilver Cruises, and Passions of Paradise. And these companies are donating some of their boats and fuel and crew to go out with scientists and help to replant coral. And the way it works is this. They use what they call fragments of opportunity. And those are bits and pieces of coral that have broken off naturally. And they are reattaching those to the coral using things called a coral clip. So in order to really make this a sustainable ongoing thing, they build what they call frames underwater, and they will take these fragments of opportunity and they essentially make a nursery in these frames to grow more coral. And as that coral grows, they take fragments of that and reattach it to the reef itself, so they have an ongoing source for more coral. So it's going to be about a 12-month project, and they are partnering with these companies, these tourism companies, to make sure that this all happens smoothly. They say that roughly 1,000 pieces of coral have been planted so far, just in an area called Hastings Reef alone. So some pretty fantastic news, again, from the natural world for your day-to-day. And now it's time for Wonderful World, where we get to explore this absolutely incredible planet of ours through the wonders of modern technology. And today, this is a particularly personal favorite of mine. It's Yosemite National Park in the state of California. My personal love for Yosemite is a pretty deeply rooted one. It's a place where my family used to go on vacations pretty regularly when I was growing up. So I have a lot of very fond memories of the Yosemite Valley and the extraordinary geology in that area, the breathtaking views, the waterfalls, the mountain ranges, the campgrounds. There's just an awful lot to do and see in a very confined space. And as it happens, there's an organization called Yosemite Conservancy, and they have live cams. So we are recommending today on Wonderful World that you check out Virtual Yosemite, which has 360-degree views of a bunch of different viewpoints scattered throughout Yosemite National Park. So I really envy you if you've never been to Yosemite before, or if you're unfamiliar with what it looks like and the various wonders within the park's borders, that you get to go and explore it now through this webcam. And hopefully this will kindle a little bit of a fire in you. If you have the opportunity when we're all able to travel the world again, live and in person, Yosemite is a breathtaking place. And it never disappoints. So head on over to the show notes for today's podcast episode and click on the link to check out the virtual Yosemite interactive VR tours. And now we come to Sounds Good, the part of the podcast where I get to recommend music that I just love. And today it is definitely a particular recording that I absolutely adore. It's a song called Solace. It was originally written by the great ragtime era composer Scott Joplin. And this recording is by Morten Gunnar Larsen on an album called Fingerbreaker. Now, if you're like me, you may have grown up with a perception of ragtime that it is sort of this high-speed, kind of virtuoso-oriented, show-off piano style of music. If you hear it played in public, it tends to be someone playing it as fast as humanly possible in an effort to wow you with their pyrotechnical, virtuosic piano skills. I'm here to tell you, ragtime music is not all about that. Yes, it can be played that way, but it doesn't have to be. And a lot of the composers from that era were very keen to not have their music played like that. There are instances of ragtime era composers actually writing on the notes for their music specifically not to play it fast, because even back then the piano players wanted to get a hold of it and show off. So Solace is an absolutely gorgeous piece of music, and Morten Gunnar Larsen treats it in exactly the way that it should be treated. The tempo is very languid and very introspective and thoughtful and unhurried. It is hands down one of the most beautiful pieces of piano music I have ever heard in my life. So I am so excited to recommend to you Solace by Scott Joplin, as recorded by Morten Gunnar Larsen on the album Fingerbreaker. That's it for the Daily Good today. There are links to everything we talked about in today's podcast on the website at www.the-daily-good.com. Thanks for joining me. Come back tomorrow or anytime you need a boost.